The Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Kovi and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space enthusiasts, and welcome to another episode of the Space Case Sarah Show with my space nerds Kovi and Benjamin here on iRock Space Radio. We have a special episode that has been in the works for quite some time. One of the things that we have wanted to do, and we've told you about on this show before, is that we have wanted to bring people on as guests who are doing science for good, or sharing science for good, or doing something for science for good. And I could not have thought of anyone better to bring on for the first time that we've done this than my friend Lee, who has been... I don't remember when I first met you, but he has been working on this passage project for years, Lee Giat, and it's finally almost really happening for the first time in ever, and this is a huge project, and so we are so excited to bring Lee, who Kovi also knows from other interactions in the past as well. And this is the first time I think you've met Ben, but we're so excited to bring you on and have you talk about what you're doing, your vision, and how our listeners can help your cause. So without further ado, I would love to kick this off first by just saying, hey, Lee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sarah, thank you for having me. Oh, so excited. I know you guys have a lot of fun, so I'm excited.
We do. Sometimes I have to edit out. It's almost too much fun. Like, sometimes I have to cut it back a little bit because the laughter is a little bit over.
Sometimes you gotta be careful.
It's true. But, I have been involved with your passage projects since like around the pandemic time, and the pandemic really threw it for a loop. And I don't know exactly your connection with Kovi in that regard, but for those who have never heard of the passage project, could you start this episode off by just introducing yourself and telling people like kind of a broad overview of what the passage project is?
Yeah, so like you said, this has been in the works for 2 years now, since September 2020. Unfortunately, it was right after my dad's tragic accident. He passed away in a plane crash, but this was like a decision I had to make. So I actually started working on it before in like July. Sorry, is this Coco? Trying to get down. She's Coco. Deaf and blind. So there she goes.
Deaf and one eye.
Yeah, well, she's deaf and she has one eye, but
yeah,
she gets around, she bumps into a few things. But anyway, so I've been working on passage since I think July of 2020, like right in the middle of the pandemic. And when my dad passed away, obviously, so he was a flight instructor. He's been flying for many, many years. He taught me how to fly back when I was in high school, like sophomore up until senior year of high school. And I had to make that decision. And obviously it was a shocking event that happened, like for my entire family, and I had to figure out whether I was going to continue on with my plans for this project, or just stop flying and call it quits. It's very easy to not fly, and every pilot will tell you that it's very easy to not spend hundreds of dollars every hour in the air, and you know, life carries on. It's more of a luxury, and it's a perishable skill, so you have to keep going, you have to keep flying, and you have to keep getting better. And that's what I ended up doing is continuing with passage and reaching out to, you know, our wonderful friends in science communication. Everybody got involved and we started our first GoFundMe run in September of 2020. And here we are 2 years later and it's happening. So to explain what's going on with passage, because I don't even think I've explained that yet. December 3rd, passage is a monster. There's so much going on. I still haven't mastered how to explain it. The basics is I'm flying halfway across the world through the Caribbean and South America in a small twin engine plane called the Spirit of Science, with the help of these amazing folks and many more, we've filled it with $50,000 of school supplies and STEM education resources, and actually books that have been written for you know, astronomy books, and actually proprietary technology that's been manufactured by universities, like water filtration robots and we've even gotten telescope donations and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to be flying that to underprivileged communities throughout Latin America and hosting all sorts of outreach events. We have 30,000 people waiting for the Spirit of Science to land.
Wow.
So it's a very exciting time. It's grown. I mean, when I started, I think I was only in touch with about a few hundred people. There were a few schools that I've reached out to back in 2020. And since then, people have heard about it. And now it's 30,000 people. We have a stadium in one of our stops. Passage is considered a project of like presidential importance in Argentina. There are multiple governments involved. I mean, I'm just kind of riding along now and seeing what happens. Cause, you know, it's surprising me every day, but very excited. And There's a lot more I can say, but I'll stop there.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit. Your internet lagged for a second there. I was going to say those kinds of projects, they're monstrosities that just like take on their own life. And I definitely have some sympathy and empathy for you for that, because I have an expedition that I'm going to be doing next year as well. And it's starting to do the same thing to me. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how to handle all this. So I fully, fully understand that feeling of overwhelming and like, how do I explain this all in, you know, an elevator pitch, essentially, you know, in communications, there's this concept of the elevator pitch. And if you wanted to communicate something, could you do it in the span of an elevator ride? And I feel like you have the same problem that I do. I'm like, nope, I can't. I don't know how to elevator pitch this.
It's such a monster, though.
It is.
Sure.
But I was going to say that it's just phenomenal to me, like this original idea of flying across Central and South America and the Caribbean to just like show up and just to be there and, you know, give these kids a taste of science. Even that alone is just mind blowing. But to take it a step further and say, I don't want it to be just this blip in their lives where, oh, they saw some, you know, cool dude coming to speak about science. No, you're actually having a long term impact in the lives of thousands of children across dozens of different countries, and it's so damn incredible. And it's, you know, obviously this is of presidential importance, like this is huge. It's a really, really big deal. And so everybody who hasn't heard about Passage yet, like go look it up right now.
Mm-hmm. Right,
thank you.
Right,
yeah,
now.
I mean it took some trial and error too, because obviously Passage is not a multi-million dollar project. It doesn't have the resources to just do something and you know, that's pretty much it. There's a lot of limitations when it comes to, you know, this is the first time we're doing anything like this, and how do we leave a lasting impact instead of just being like some sort of Amazon delivery truck, you know? And something we did last year was we went to Barranquilla, Colombia, and we got some advice from a nonprofit there called Grupo Apollo, the Apollo Group. Or the Apollo Foundation. And my good friend Tato, who's kind of my main point of contact there in Barranquilla, he ended up helping us host events and get in touch with the government there. And we realized that it's not about trying to leave a lasting impact, but it's about raising awareness, because that's what we can do. And that awareness is going to leave a lasting impact. So it's kind of like a step to get there. Obviously, we can't build a school. You know, that's a lot of money and a lot of time. But we can empower kids and empower those schools by setting an example and leading by example. And, you know, for me, for instance, you know, I was really bad at math. I failed calculus. Everybody kind of knows that. If you know me, you know,
we're going to talk about that later.
But, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, a small observatory in South Florida in high school, I mean, I wouldn't be doing this right now, and I wouldn't have been involved in STEM at all. So it's about kind of building a little bit of confidence and pushing, kind of being that breaking point, that spark, because that's what we can do, you know, for a small project like this.
Absolutely. And so speaking of awareness and being a small project, I would love to kind of pause right now and give you the opportunity to tell people like where to follow you, where to go and donate, where to get involved in Passage in any shape and form, preferably in, you know, donation amounts and such like that. But if you could do that at this point, because we, excuse me, We will obviously then be sharing through our own socials and such, but if you want to drop all the handles, all the socials right now, and then we can take a break after that and continue on with this conversation, we would love for you to do that at this point.
Yeah, so it's really only one place that can give you everything you need to know, and that's the website. It's passageflight.org, and there's some really cool features there. You can actually track where the airplane is right now, and you can continue to track it during the trip. And there's a lot of info, a ton of videos on there, and all of our social media is on that website. So passageflight.org, and there's all sorts of goodies there. So
all sorts go of now. Goodies. Yeah. There was I don't know if there's it's open anymore, but you also are making a documentary, and there were some ticket prices at certain levels where you could attend the like red carpet gala unveiling of that down at Kennedy Space Center. So I don't know if those are available anymore, but there's definitely different levels of what you can donate at certain levels to get involved in and get some swag, because we're all about that also here at iRock Space Radio. We like our swag. Yeah, the guys are wearing their hats.
Ooh, he has hats.
Swag. We have hats. We have t-shirts. We have actually stickers. Some sweatshirts. I don't know how many of those there are, but stickers and all that jazz. So speaking of that, we'll just get that out of the way. You're listening to iRock Space Radio, so obviously you can head over to the website irockspaceradio.com and find said area of the website to sign up to get a t-shirt swag. And as always, I am Space K Sarah. You can find me on all the social media platforms, Instagram, as Coffee would say, all the time wasters. guys, I will go with Benjamin this week first. Go ahead and drop your handles.
Thank you. You can reach, I'm from Science Actually. You can reach me at Science Actually or Actually Science and all the various social media lovely places to go.
You can. And you actually caused a controversy again today.
I did. With your
penny off of the Empire State Building post.
Yeah.
I stoked that fire a little bit
too. I post science facts in meme form, and it entertains people. It educates people.
It gets people a little worked up.
Sometimes it pisses them off something royal. And today I said that a penny dropped off of the Empire State Building will not kill you. And then they, I link to the scientific article that explains why terminal velocities and all sorts of things. But people are furious.
They had some great comments. So people were wondering, what if the penny was inside of a fridge?
That was
and then
favorite.
It would be
I
a
like
slightly
that
different.
One. That was my favorite I like that response. One.
Slightly different calculus.
And go ahead, Kami. Your socials.
Well, the Earth is flat, you can find so velocity doesn't work that way. Anyway, so.
Oh, right.
Right. In Australia, on the other side of the flat Earth, the penny would actually fly up.
In Australia.
Yeah, it would fly to the Empire State Building.
Yeah, your flight's going to be really
You'd
weird.
Throw it and it would hit your hand. You can find me at Fun Fact Science on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Tumblr. All the places at Fun Fact Science.
Wow,
at Fun Fact Science. Yes, look out for the
what's your MySpace
as well on my page.
My MySpace page.
Farmersonly.com. I only share my MySpace with my closest friends who live in the year 2000.
You have a telegraph or anything or a carrier pigeon?
Yes, please direct all carrier pigeons directly to Sydney. Thank you. Yes. Find me.
Perfect. We haven't even introduced our element of the week. We'll do that when we get into the next segment because we are enjoying having you here so much. Lee, thank you again for being a willing victim, if you will, to this show.
I have a choice.
little do you know that we have him tied up somewhere and he is being forced against his will.
Blink there's a guy over here. It's Connie's turn to feed him. There's a sniper up on the roof over there.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we will introduce the element of the week. We're going to put you on the spot, Lee, and talk more about the Passage Project, because that's why you're here. We are here to just elevate your cause and hopefully get you some more traction and support. So you are listening to the Space K Sarah Show with my space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, and special guest Lee here on iRock Space Radio.